Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to Morning Drive live from the Wholesale Link studio powered by RumbleOn.com. Derek Mason, Braden Gall, Munson producing, and the new Predators head coach, John Hines, joining us here on the show. Coach, I know it's been a whirlwind for you, so thank you for giving us a few minutes of your time. We do appreciate it. How difficult is it to jump right into a freight train that's moving along at 100 miles an hour? How difficult is it for any coach in any situation to jump in midseason, try to get to know players, maybe make some tweaks or changes over time? Just try to explain to fans how hard that process really is.
Yeah, sure. First of all, thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it. And, yeah, coming in, it's the challenge is really, as you said, is that the players are used to doing things a certain way, used to playing a certain way. And when you come right in, there's limited practice time at the NHL level. So what we're really trying to do is, one, it's important to be able to understand the team, get to know the players, what makes them tick, who should be playing where, who deserves to be playing in certain situations. And that's a challenge because you're thrown right into the fire. I think from a tactical standpoint, systems-wise and things like that, you can make some tweaks on video. It is a little bit easier, I think, at the NHL level, just because the players are, they're so bright. They're the best of the best. So your ability to teach, I think, is important. But just implement little changes that they can do and play free. And a big emphasis for us right now is really going to be in our defensive zone structure. And, our special teams have to be better. So we're going to put a heavy emphasis on those and trying to get those going in the right direction here.
Now, Coach, in the world of football, typically if a player gets traded or something like that, sometimes it's easier for him to make the transition at a particular position because maybe the offenses are the same or the terminology is closer together than apart. For you as a head coach, can you say that about when you're coming in and midstream and trying to coach a bunch of guys? Is it a little bit easier? We talked about the difficult part, but is it a little bit easier that you have a system and maybe some of these guys are familiar with this system because maybe it's some of the things they're already doing as of now?
Yes, that's exactly correct. Is that there's some things that are exactly the same that you're not going to change at all. And then there's other things that you are going to change, but these guys have probably played every system through different coaches coming up through the ranks. So now a lot of times when you just implement or make some slight tweaks, a lot of the players probably have done it before. It's just it's almost just like reteaching some things, and then it turns on their brain. Like even yesterday in practice, a couple of guys were like, "Okay, yeah, I used to do this," or I understand that, I see that," and that's. I think the easier part for sure is that you don't have to change everything when you come in because there were some very good things in place for sure. But then you have to put your own stamp on it and try to do some different things to try to get the team to be able to play better and possibly more to the strengths.
John Hines joining us here, new Predators head coach. And you guys in New Jersey were very good on the penalty kill over your time there. You just mentioned the focus on special teams and you want to make some changes. So number one, what is the key, just in general, what is the key to a great penalty kill? And then number two, what do you want to see done differently with this unit?
Well, we'd like to, first of all, I think your attention to detail on face-offs is very important because every power play, every penalty kill starts, obviously, with a face-off in your defensive zone. So when you win the face-off, what's your plan to be able to get out and get a clear? And when you lose the face-off, you have to do a really good job of understanding what the other team's trying to do, if they're trying to run plays or get to their set. And then you have to be able to understand how to play that right off the bat. Second thing is strong clears when we have the opportunity to pressure and get pucks and clear the puck to eat time off the clock. We'd like to be a little bit more aggressive with up-ice pressure. So when the other team's going back for the breakout, if we can be more aggressive and try to disrupt the breakout, all those little components eat time off the clock and allow you to play less time in your D zone and allow the offensive players on the other team less time to be able to set up and make plays. And then finally, I think it's very important that you do not expose the middle of the ice. So what I mean by that is that there's not seam passes, you know, from one side through our box to the other side where they can get one-timers and easy looks at the net. So we got to be tight, positionally sound, excellent stick detail. We want to be in shot lanes. And then when the puck gets delivered to the net, your net front coverage and the assignments have to be bang on. They have to understand that you can't give up second chances, rebounds, and easy tap-in goals down around the goal.
We're talking to Nashville Predators head coach John Hines. He's the first coach that coached the game this year before he even coached the practice. So kudos to you, coach.
that was an interesting one, I can tell you that, guys.
Absolutely. This situation here, coach, I almost look at it as when you have a bunch of high school kids and you're trying to figure things out and you just roll the basketball out and say, hey, guys, just play. And you're just watching them. And then you kind of figure it out from there. The first game that you played, coach here the other day, I know the win is important. You didn't get the win. But were you able to just, okay, these guys are playing. They got a system. I may tweak it a little bit. But let me just watch and see what this team is truly about. And maybe I can tweak it from there.
Yep. Yes, that's exactly what it is. And that's what we told the players, that I really didn't disrupt their game day routine, just how they ran their meetings, who ran the meetings. Both special teams did their thing. And 5-on-5, to me, it was more about, you know, having them go out and play, execute what they know, and let's see them really compete. And a big part, you know, of coaching is to understand the team's mentality of you know, how do they handle adversity in the game? How do they do on a start? What happened on certain things? When we do get a penalty and the penalty kill's got to go over, what's the reaction and feel of the team? And then the other part is it's a clean slate for the players in the sense of I want to see how guys compete, how hard they play, and do they execute the system that they were playing? What's their attention to detail? Those are all invaluable things. And I really felt did not like the fact that we didn't win the game, but I really felt after the game that there was clear things that needed to work, and I felt better about understanding who the players are. And I think even after tonight's game, I'm going to have a better feel of the players, of who should play with who, or do we want to make tweaks in that area, who needs a strong push from me. And that's a big part of coaching too. But you only get that through going through the process with the guys.
John Hines joining us here. You're just as much psychologist as you are X's and O's analyst, that's for sure. That's the nature of coaching in professional sports these days. Coach, you're going to Chicago. Now, let's get to know you a little bit. That's a lot of hockey talk we just had, so let's see if the fans can get to know you a little bit more. And you are aware of how Predators fans feel about the Blackhawks, correct?
Yes, yes. Not good.
All right, I just want to make sure. all right, so secondly, you're sort of, again, getting to know you a little bit here. You're a family guy. You got three daughters. I have two daughters. They are very, very young. If you can give me any advice on how to raise a household full of women, please, I'm all ears.
I hope you have a very stable wife. it's been good. You know, it's three girls, 14, 13, and 9. And, you know, one's in eighth grade, one's in seventh, and one's in third grade. And they're all, you know, they're all very different. They're all active in sports and things like that. But I guess, you know, the biggest thing I think is that, you know, communicate really well with them, be there for them, you know, and for me in the job I have to rely heavily on my wife. She's a saint.
Mm. I'm writing all this down, Coach. Communicate well.
Now, Coach, we know you were excited about the, you know, the opportunity to come here and be a part of an organization that we consider a gold star in how an organization should be run in any sport. So I know you were excited to come here and coach this team full of really good guys and really good players. But how excited was your family? You got three girls. I know they're excited to be in such a wonderful city like Nashville.
Oh, they were tremendously excited, and it's funny. It was a long range of emotions because it was early December when things didn't work out in New Jersey, and they were upset about that, and then it's a true story what I said in the press conference on Saturday. This weekend we were driving around. I was taking my daughter to her basketball game, and she was playing music on my iPhone and in the car, and she put on Luke Bryant, and we were just talking about different things, and she said, "You know, Dad, Luke Bryant lives in Nashville. You know, did you know that we should try to go there someday and this and that." And then honestly, when they came back and I told them that we got the job, she jumped up and down, and she's like, "I knew it. Yeah, so I'm gonna go there." Came and gave me a big hug. They're tremendously excited to come. And my wife's very excited, and everything you hear about Nashville, be able to come, raise the family, the city, the people in general, and even me being here for about 48 hours, you can just see, everyone I've run into is so supportive. The fan base is great, and just the type of people that I've been able to meet have been fantastic. So we're certainly excited as a family.
Yeah, not many people, once you move here, not many people like to leave. John Hines joining us here. So what are you interested in outside of hockey? I know you're like dead focused on trying to learn about your team and beat the Blackhawks and get this team into the playoffs. We know you got all those responsibilities, but just if you had an hour, a day off, whatever, like what is it that, are you a golf guy? You listen to music, sort of, what is it? What do you do? Who are you off the ice and outside of hockey?
Yeah, no, first and foremost, I do enjoy spending time with my family. I do enjoy going to my kids' activities, spending time with them, spending time with my wife. It's just that time and activities, with a young family is I really do enjoy that. And then the other one, I really like to golf. So a lot of times in the summers, I golf quite a bit. I enjoy getting out on the course and playing, and that's a big one. And the other one, I like to study and read and just like look up different things on coaches. And that's kind of how I spend my off time, is really family, golf, and then, kind of studying the game and reading about different coaches and things like that. It's always trying to find ways to get better in that area too.
Do you have how about this for Predators hockey fans out there? Do you have a book recommendation so that they can, kind of see the game maybe more through how you see it? Do you have a recommendation for everybody?
Let me see. I might have to get back to you. Like a hockey book, you mean?
Well, I know like Bill Walsh's book is like sold out and you can't find it anywhere. And I know there's a lot to learn about. I'm just curious. Like it doesn't have to be hockey necessarily. I don't mean to put you on the spot, Coach, but I'm going to do it anyway.
a big part of the philosophy that I have is the Bill Walsh book. I do have the book. The Score Takes Care of Itself is the actual title. And it really talks a lot about culture, the importance of the culture off the ice or off the field rolls into how you go about your business on the field or on the ice. And that, in professional sports, we all talk about what the end result is. But at the end of the day, it's really the process that you go through. You can't control whether you win or lose the game, but what you can control is how you prepare, how you practice, how you play the game. And over time, if your process is correct, and your culture is correct, you're going to be able to have a sustained winning record, winning team, and ultimately a championship.
Well, Coach, we do appreciate it. We know you're busy. Big game tonight. Best of luck against Chicago. Nice little, just a breezy road trip for you guys here to get your tenure started as the Predators coach. We do appreciate it, and best of luck the rest of the year, and we'll talk soon.
All right, thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
Yep. Absolutely. John Hines, head coach for your Nashville Predators. I want to react to that, but Joe Rexrud is going to join us when we come back.
We can react to it after
so
Rex.
So we will react after Rex. That's the new title of the show. React after Rex. Joe Rexrud when we come back. Special thanks to John Hines, off and running here as the Nashville Predators head coach as they go to Chicago tonight on national TV. Joe Rexrud from The Athletic when we come back.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.